Hey there, Governor Tony Evers here. Folks, I don't have to tell all of you that everything is too darn expensive these days. We saw record high gas prices for August. Parents are spending nearly 11% more to make sure that their kids have what they need for the school year, and grocery prices continue to stretch family budgets thin. All told, since President Trump took office for a second term, Wisconsinites have paid about $2,000 more in gas, electricity, and other tariff-affected goods, with costs only expected to go up. And President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs and ongoing trade spats have reached a fever pitch in the last couple of weeks, with him escalating his trade war with Wisconsin's number one export partner, Canada. This week, Canada's retaliatory tariffs go into effect, and they're going to cost our states greatly. With a 25% counter tariff on our cheese products and 50% counter tariff on dairy ingredients like whey and powders. Not to mention the packaging and paper products that will face their own counter tariffs of 50%, serving another direct blow to our state. And make no mistake about it, it is American consumers that pay the price for these tariff taxes. In 2025, Americans paid 96% of the $200 billion in tariff revenue generated. All the while, Republicans in Congress, including every one of them from Wisconsin, have done nothing to stop him. In fact, they have enabled his chaotic trade wars and disastrous economic policies every step of the way. They have caved to him and turned their backs on Wisconsin farmers, producers, manufacturers, small business owners, and working families across the state. We're sick of it. Republicans in Congress should be standing up for the people we represent, not kowtowing to President Trump. Thank you.